The subject that we talked about this morning was righteousness. And I'd like to continue with it this evening. And you know, really, humility has to be wrapped up in it to be acceptable to God. Because otherwise it becomes my works. So, I'd like to look again. Tonight I'd like to look at paths of righteousness. Purity, the definition, again, purity of heart. Purity of heart. That's not just my thoughts, but it's down inside where my affections are. There's a purity there. There's a conformity of my heart and life to God's divine law. I was looking over in Proverbs. I'd like to start in Proverbs 14 and 34. It says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. You know, I was thinking if we could look back over the past 200 years or so in America, there was a time when righteousness, a purity of heart, had value. God's divine law had value to people. And that seems to be changing. Righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I was looking also over in Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. You know, the children of Israel, when they would walk close to the Lord, when they would do righteously, and God blessed them and was there with them, the enemy was able to recognize it. And I was looking at this verse, fourth chapter, starting in the fifth verse. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear of all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. This seventh verse, what nation is there so great who hath a God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? Eighth verse, what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? What nation is there so great? I was thinking about our nation and the regard that it had for the law of God before. And now we've come to the place where don't want the Ten Commandments. You know, we would like to have the result of what the Ten Commandments would do. We would like to have people having a regard for life, not killing each other. We would like to have a lot of those things, but we don't want the law that God has for us. We're going to have to be able to have that to walk in this path of righteousness. But I was thinking, okay, so if a nation should turn away from it, that's a nation. But you know what? I still have a choice. I have choices for my own life. I want to follow the paths of righteousness. So to do that, how do we start? You know, we was hearing in the Sunday school lesson this morning about the vine and the branches and the owner coming by there, the one that's taking care of it, coming by there and pruning it so that it would give more fruit. There is a place, and I'd like to look in Proverbs in the fourth chapter, 4 and 26. Because the Lord wants to come to each of us in whatever path we happen to get on and give us some direction. 4 and 26. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. So, you know, to be able to do that, I need to be able to recognize what path I'm on, what direction I'm following. And there is another verse in Psalms 119. I've heard Brother Lauren given this verse before. I think it's a very valuable one. 119 and 59. I thought on my ways. Thought on my ways, saw which direction I was going. thought on my ways and turned my feet, where? To instruction that the world around me was given? No, I turned my feet to thy testimonies. I made haste and I delayed not to keep thy commandments. Thought on my ways. I think about meetings that we go to, messages that we're able to hear. Even though we weren't at Monarch, I listened to the messages, and you know what? Those messages would speak to me about adjustments that need to be made in our life, because the Lord is desiring me to go down a path of righteousness, one that is acceptable to Him. To be able to do that, I'm going to have to be able to see the direction that I'm going sometimes. The commentary for that said, it's good for all of us to pause from time to time to reflect and to ask, what's going to be the end of the direction in life that I'm taking today? If I continue on the route that I'm taking today, where will it end some years down the road? You know, that's good for the sinner to think about, but it's also good for us to think about. If I continue this way, even though the world around me does not see value in it, where will I end up? Want to be able to make heaven my home in the end. I need some help in finding that path of righteousness. This morning we were saying that every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Going to need the Lord to help me with some direction. There was another verse that I thought about over in Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, and in the 23rd verse. O Lord, I know that the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Then that 24th verse, it says, O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Lord, I know that the way of a man, I know that my way, it's not in me that walks to direct my steps. I can direct my steps, but it's where will I end up at the end of it all is what's very important. I need a guide. Proverbs 3 and 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he gives a promise. He will direct our path. Yes. I was thinking about paths. I see some time where maybe out in our field, the cows will all follow just the same road. That path may not be a foot wide, but they all, when they come back for water, they all follow that same path. You know, the world seems to be doing that themselves, is, hey, everybody else is going this way, I'm going also. But you know, it's very important for me to tell the Lord, Lord, I know that the way of a man is not in himself to direct his paths. I can look at a situation and feel like this is what I want to have happen. You know, a lot of times when some trouble comes to us, I have one request. Lord, I want you to take this problem away from me as quick as possible. And if you'll do it quickly, I will be so thankful. I'll come back on Wednesday night with Thanksgiving. And I'm on my way to eternity forever. And the Lord says, I want to give you some things in your life that gives you the best opportunity to be able to make heaven your home. He wants to direct me in paths of righteousness to be able to make heaven my home in the end. Psalms 119 and 105 tells me it's his word that does it. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. His word is what's important. It's really important for us to stop and study the word of God. Store it away. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. I believe part of that standard is what I have done with my time in storing away the word of God. I look at the protection it would have been in the path that King David took. If he would have stepped out on the roof and he had just been having the word of God going over and over in his mind, if it would have been just the Ten Commandments, what a protection it could have been. We need to be able to be led in paths of righteousness. A path that is going to take me to heaven. There is another verse in Jeremiah. This is in the 6th chapter and in the 16th verse. Because this group, 6 and 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. Ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Ask for the old paths, where is the good way? For us to be able to see the value in that. Seeing those that have gone before us with victory and made heaven their home. And I want that path to be able to follow. There's another verse over in Proverbs. Solomon had a lot of instruction for his son. But it's so important, more important the words than the words that I give is the life that I live. You know, probably when he wrote Proverbs and he talked to his son, was giving him advice, maybe everything between him and God was going very well. But you know, his life, his advice was better than the life that he lived before it was over. But I look at Proverbs 4 and 11. Here's some instruction. It says, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path. You know, there are more paths than just this path of righteousness. The world has paths that they are following. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Go not into the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Instruction to his son to be able to keep him out of some other paths that he could go into. You know, as we're trying to find out what is it going to take for me to have righteousness that is acceptable to God, it's not an elusive thing that I'm not sure what is and what isn't. You know, we read about the Pharisees and they did some things. They followed the law of God that we should still follow today. But what they did was they let that following be what they considered to be righteous. For me today, I was singing this verse in Matthew 5. Blessed are they that have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. When we're in a land that is filled with so much wickedness that I have a desire, Lord, I want you to lead me in righteousness. Hunger and thirst. It's what I want to be able to have. That's Psalms 1 and 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, we have ungodliness all around us today. And yet there's a choice that each one of us can make. A choice of what path we're going to follow. Walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. But you know, we can turn away from all those things, but it's kind of like the person that when the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, that spirit is circling, walketh about seeking rest and finding none, and he says, I'm going to return. I've got to not only stay away from those paths like Psalms 1 and 1 did, but then the second verse comes in. But there's something that he does enjoy. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. I was thinking if we just took Psalms 119 and read it, that chapter, though it's the longest chapter in the Bible, almost all of that chapter deals with how much he loves the law of God, how much he regards it, how he would like for that to become more of a part of who he is. So where I thought of this, the paths of righteousness, where do we find that in the Bible? Where do we read that? I was thinking about the 23rd Psalm is where I saw it, and there may be other places. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We're not driven. An offer is made. I'll lead you in these paths. There is a song. You may have heard it before. I saw it this afternoon. It's a wonderful thing in 2020 for the Lord to lead me in paths of righteousness. I'm not going to have it to where you don't know if this is right or if it's not right. I will give you direction that you'll know. This song, He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whatever I do, wherever I may be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's flowers bloom, by waters still or o'er troubled sea, still 'tis his hand that leadeth me. Lord, I would place thine hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine, content whatever lot I see, since 'tis thine hand that leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, even death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through death still leadeth me. Is it possible that he can lead me throughout my life in paths of righteousness that he approves of, and I make heaven my home at the end? It is possible. And then I thought of this 23rd Psalm. It goes on down. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, a fearful time for the world around us because they're not prepared for that time, we can walk in paths of righteousness to where we're ready to meet the Lord when he calls for us. There are some other verses that I'd like to look at. Psalms 27 and 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. A path that is easy to be understood, easy to know the direction that you're wanting me to go. And another verse was in Psalm 16 and 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Not just eternal life at the end of it all, but a good life here also as I follow it. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The world has a path, and many people are going on it. It looks like remember the one son took that path, we call him the prodigal son. And that path looked like it was going to prove to be so good. Had some money and had a lot of friends. But a famine came to him. Everything was gone now, but still back at Father's house, things were going well. You know, there are people making choices today to follow after the world. And sometimes Satan would like to come to us and say, look how few you are. Look at how many are taking another path. But I want to tell you, this one says, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I want to be able to follow that path, righteousness in my life, and be able to make heaven my home at the end. There's one more verse that I'd like to look at, and that's in Proverbs. In the fourth chapter, but right at the end of it, 4 and 18. The path of the just is as the shining light. It shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Getting more and more direction from the Lord for my life. The path of the just is as a shining light. There is a song. It's song number 124. The pathway of the just. I'd like for us to sing that song, but I'd like for us to look at one verse. It says, they are walking in the footsteps of Jesus all the time. You know, this path that we're following, it's been walked before. Jesus has led us, has given us an example of how to follow him in it. They're walking in the footsteps of Jesus all the time. Let offenses come, for Jesus said they must. Now, that message that I heard about offenses this week from Monarch, if you haven't heard it, if you didn't go and haven't heard it, I'd encourage everybody to hear it. Because I have no desire for offenses to come to me that cause me trouble. But you know, he brought that out in a way to tell us, you know, really in this path that I'm desiring to follow to please the Lord, there's things that he wants to prune from me. And how am I going to be able to tell it except something comes along to show me that it needs to be able to be pruned? And that minister said, I hope that before the day is over, an offense comes to you. Now, would you like to have just, okay, Lord, would you bring an offense to me? He said, I really hope that an offense comes to me. And I thought, well, okay, I want to hear the rest of this now. And that's when he started explaining, if we will let it, that offense is one of the best ways for us to be able to recognize. You know, I'd like for the Lord to just show me it. Wake me up in the middle of the night. Dan, you got this adjustment you need to make in your life. And just between me and him, I say, okay, I'll take care of it. I'll do that. And nobody else needs to know about it. But you know, a lot of times he has somebody come along that shows me by how I respond to how they act, that shows me adjustments that I need to make. Let offenses come, for Jesus said they must. So with sword and shield they conquer, without a doubt or fear, they are walking in the pathway of the just. For each of us today and throughout our life, no matter which direction the world goes, and it makes me wonder over the past few months what the future holds for all of us. But I want my desire to be like that of the man in Psalms 1 and 1. I'm turned away from all these other things. They don't have an attraction to me. This world has now no charm for me, for Christ has set me free. But now I want to fill it with something else. This is a good time for us all to be busy filling it. Store away the Word of God in our heart, because none of us know what the future holds. Want to be ready to meet him when he calls for me. I want to walk in paths of righteousness.